On Thursday, Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Rob Johansen told attendees of the 92nd Annual Ag Outlook Forum that farm income and commodity prices will continue to drop in 2016. USDA projections show a projected drop in total planted acres as well as price declines in most all grains, oilseeds, and animal products. Johansen gave a rundown of the numbers.
The U.S. economy and dollar are relatively strong. In addition, continued record global crops for grains and oilseeds have contributed to stock rebuilding and lower trade. That points to a competitive trading environment. As a result, we expect to see commodity prices soften and to lead to reduced planted acres, forecast down 2.5 million acres, as I mentioned, for the coming crop year. Livestock and dairy prices are also forecast down on record production, combined with a strong dollar and weak demand. Lower prices imply a lower forecast for farm incomes. Producers are likely to adjust inputs, increase operating loans, and renegotiate rental agreements. However, producers will benefit from new farm programs, falling energy prices, and new crop insurance products.
Johansen said specifically the export market will be a challenging one for producers.
Exports this coming year, fiscal year 2016, are at $125 billion. That's down about 10.5% from last year. One-third of that decline comes from reduced sales to China. Canada, rather, is now forecast to be our primary customer in FY 2016. Much of the reduction in value this year is due to lower prices for grain and feed exports, as well as strong competition and reduced demand abroad. Grain and feed exports are down from last year by about $4.4 billion.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke immediately after Johansen, and he said despite the dismal economic picture the numbers might paint, he's still optimistic about the health of rural America.
And I think there is a tendency at a time when we are confronted with understandably softened commodity prices and declining farm income, to look at things in a fairly pessimistic view. Well, candidly, I don't share that pessimistic view about the current circumstance, notwithstanding the challenges it presents. And I certainly don't have that pessimistic view when it comes to the future of rural America and agriculture.
Vilsack pointed specifically to declining rural unemployment and decreased rural poverty as some of the reasons for his optimism. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.